Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Please welcome Drew Barrymore.
Unless you're on the go or watching from home, we're just so happy to be with you here. And I want to start and get us right into it with a big dose of good news, because I can always use it. What about you? Section that we're refreshing with that good news mist. Oh. And say hello to my trusty co-pilot, Rusty Rossetti.
Yes, first. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Chris. I love you.
I love you.
Okay, Ross, this first story is tailor-made for you. And when I found out some details about it, my jaw dropped. Get ready for this.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay, it's the Queen's Platinum Jubilee year. Ooh. And that's 70 years on the throne. I feel like we've been hearing about this, but these new details are going to blow your mind. All right, Digital Spy reports that for the first time ever, the Jubilee will be televised. And it's going to be hosted by an epic duo. You guys, I can't even believe I'm about to say these two names. Okay, are you ready for the two names?
Yes.
Tom Cruise and Helen Mirren.
What? Right. Where did they? What the? Yes.
It's going to be a huge star-studded affair, complete with military and equestrian displays, a 75-piece orchestra, a huge theater, done in four acts, traveling through royal history, starting with the reign of the Queen Elizabeth, the first, played, of course, by Helen Mirren. This is a play that's going to be put on. This is insane.
This is what we call a dream come true. All right, break out the fine china, get me some tea and crumpets, and do not bother me until the Jubilee is over, because I'm watching every single second. And I, from now on, every party I have, I'm going to call it a Jubilee, because it's so fun to say. I'm calling my wedding a Jubilee.
Good, let's do it.
All right. That's exciting. Well, if you think that's exciting, check this out. It's the cover, the new cover of Better Homes and Gardens, and wowza, it's Harry Styles on the cover. Look at this. The June issue is hot off the presses today and available at bhg.com and on newsstands everywhere. The interview covers Harry's love of taking a dip in a cold pool. Everybody just picture that for a second. He says he swims outdoors every single day. And of course, his brand new album, Harry's House, is out next week. And I'm so excited. He says it explores his definition of what home is. He said it's not a feeling you get from an actual place. It's internal. It's a headspace and sense of well-being that you take everywhere you go. You can bring home with you.
Okay, here is my take on this.
Okay, go.
Because I am really freaking out. As I think, I love magazines, okay?
Yes.
Like, I make a magazine, okay? Uh-huh. That's how serious I am. I love magazines. I subscribe to them. I live for them.
Yes, you do.
Every magazine matters to me. I care so much about magazines. And when I saw this, I really don't understand this happen. I want to do some deep dive investigative reporting. Yeah. I want to know who called who. Did Harry's publicist call Better Homes and Gardens? Did Better Homes and Gardens reach out to him? Why does Harry just do whatever he wants to do and make everything cool? He's going to change that magazine.
Totally.
Magazines, watch out!
Yes.
Better Homes and Gardens is coming
for you!
I
just can't wait till he's on the cover of Popular Mechanics. I am really looking forward to that. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, but I'm here for it.
Just so incredible.
Yeah.
Harry Styles, you keep doing you and just breaking all the rules, and you're going to improve the enterprises of all the things you touch. I love Harry Styles. All right. Well, speaking of another periodical that I absolutely love, Travel and Leisure reports that there's a swanky new way to get to space. Check this out. Spaceship Neptune, this luxury flight, can take you to the edge of the universe for a breathtaking 360-degree view of our precious planet. On the outside, it looks like a balloon the size of a football field, but on the inside, it's really dope. Straight up dope. Dope in the sky. Plush seats, mood lighting. Flights are sold out for 2024, but you can reserve your spot in 2025 for, and here's where I get a little grumpy, $125,000 a pop.
What?
Enjoy that view.
Yeah.
Why does this tick me off so much?
Well, because it's a lot of money. I mean, I wanted to go until I heard that. Now I'm waiting for a Groupon. There you go. $125,000.
Totally. I'm also just like, we need $125,000 here on Earth. Earth first.
Yeah, Earth first. But if they can figure out a way to lower the price a little bit, I would go on this in a heartbeat, and I actually think we should do it together and do Drew's News in space. Are you in?
Oh.
If we can figure it out.
If we can get a Groupon,
yes,
or we can get them to, like, donate our money for our seats to a charity, I'm in.
I'm in, too. Okay, done. Watch out.
All right, we'll be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Next up, hot off the presses, we've got two copies right here, two copies of the hottest new newspaper. It's called the Owensboro Kids Chronicle. And Yahoo Life reports, this little independent paper out of Kentucky comes from the brain of an 11-year-old editor-in-chief. Her name is Audrey Neal, and she loves writing so much that she started her very own newspaper with sections on everything from nature to sports. And you know what? She's up to 30 subscribers across the country. Make it 32, because we have a copy right here. Come on. What would you be writing about as an 11-year-old?
Well, I did write a lot as an 11-year-old. It's called Little Girl Lost.
Yeah.
But this young woman has just captured my heart, and I am going to become a subscriber. Thank you for putting this out.
Yes.
Thank you.
And can I just... I just want to thank you for putting a word search in here as opposed to a crossword puzzle, because crossword puzzles are too tough for me, but I can always find, look, there's horse. Thank you. Thank you.
Also, I'm going to subscribe not only for myself, but I'm going to get two more subscriptions, one for Olive and one for Frankie, my daughter.
I love that. You're up to 34.
Yeah. And you know what? If you go to the DrewBarrymoreShow.com on our website, you can find a way to subscribe to this most meaningful, beautiful newspaper. May we encourage her, support her, and get more people to do something like this. This is amazing.
Yeah, keep up the good work. So great.
And next is a pick from Drew's Little Yellow Book, and that's our list that I personally curate that is very meaningful and important. important to me because I love sharing. Today's pick is a chocolate company that I cannot live without. Oh my God!
Look. Look, we're on it. You see this? It says Drew's News on it. Okay. Oh, look, this one too. Hi!
It's Charlie's Angels.
Cute.
I just can't believe that Tony's Chocolate, this is Choco Lonely, and they've embellished it in Drew's News wrapping, and it means so much to me. So thank you, Tony's. You're one of my favorite chocolate companies on the planet. I was just promoting you because I love you. I had no idea that I would be involved in this, but more importantly, everybody is getting a $100 gift card for Tony's Choco Lonely.
Oh my God!
We'll be right back.
Lovely.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Murderous housewives and 80s hair aren't exactly the first thing that come to mind when you think of our next guests, Jessica Biel and Melanie Lynskey, but thanks to their new Hulu miniseries, Candy, they're giving you all that and more. This is my new favorite show. I'm obsessed. Take a look.
Are you having an affair with Alan? No. But you did, didn't you?
Yes, but it was a long time ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your new favorite show and the greatest women ever, Jessica Biel and Melanie Lynskey!
I'm so happy to see you both as well. Hi.
I'm so excited to be celebrating and talking about this show. I can't stop watching it. Jessica Biel, you've been nominated for an Emmy before for The Sinner. I believe with all of my heart that this will be your next Emmy nomination.
Oh my goodness, geez.
I really do. You're so incredible in this show. And Melanie, I also believe you will be nominated for an Emmy for this show. Oh, and then I also just had the esteemed pleasure, as we all did, watching you win your award at the Critics' mm-hmm. Choice. And then you get up there and you kind of do this thing that goes viral and wild afterwards because you thanked your nanny.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised that it became like a thing afterwards, because when I think about the people who are the biggest part of my life who make it possible for me to work, it's my husband and my nanny. She's just the coolest person in the world and she works so hard. And how lucky am I that I have a person like that taking care of my child so I can really go to work and concentrate and not be worried? I mean, what a fortunate thing.
Melanie, I really think you might have opened a new door for all of us women to acknowledge people in our inner circle in a different way, and I thank you for that. It's a big deal.
Thanks so much for saying that. Thanks.
I fully agree. I mean, I think what a beautiful thing to do, and there's no way my life either would exist without the two wonderful nannies that that take care of my beautiful kids. So thank you, Melanie. And thank you to everyone out there who's making everyone else's life, you know, possible outside of the house. We could not do it without the support teams that we have. Impossible. And we shouldn't be ashamed to, you know, to tell the truth about that, I don't think.
Well, it's funny, you know, we do live in a different, more modern society, and the show that you're doing, you know, is a bit aesthetically of a period piece. It's a true story. You guys, this is one of the most eerie, suspenseful. It gives my flesh tingles and makes it crawl in all the right ways. It's so good. How did you make a show this good? It's intimate, but it just, what was your approach to this show, Jessica?
There was a real sense of importance in creating the like mundanity of a suburban life, especially back in 1980 in a place like Wiley, Texas. And to sit in those very normal, somewhat eerie, strange, isolating, you know, experiences, and to really see specifically these two women in their separate but similar, you know, their mindsets, which are very different, but also I really believe going through very similar issues with feeling alone and feeling maybe a lot of regret and a lot of resentment about how their life has turned out. And I think so many of us can really empathize and understand that feeling.
And there are choices made, like Melanie, when you're sitting in your house, you're alone and the baby keeps crying. And it's like, there's no trickery. It's the onset of a baby crying repeatedly throughout the day and the night in different intervals. And I'm like, this has so many layers to it. How did you do it?
Well, I mean, I felt her very deeply in my soul. I mean, she was somebody who was a complicated person, not the easiest person. And a few people that I talked to believed that she had kind of undiagnosed postpartum depression because it wasn't really discussed in 1980. And she was really struggling. And it just moved me so much that she had no one to turn to. And it's part of the heartbreak of the story is because she felt at a certain point like she could turn to Candy as a friend. Like she had one friend finally. And then
Yeah, she could. But did you guys learn anything from working with each other? What was like a fly on the wall moment that you guys can give me about each other?
Well, I feel like I learned so many things working with Melanie. I think she's a genius and just one of these incredible, incredible people. Number one, amazing human. Number two, amazing artist. But I think the thing I remember most about working with you, Mel, is your ability to be so still and so powerful at the same time. I find working with her like watching this channel happening.
I totally agree with that. Okay, Melanie, what was one thing that surprised you or you took away from working with Jessica?
Well, I've been a fan of hers for years and years. And I think that she's been so underrated because people don't want to believe that you can look like that and be as talented as she is. And I really think that this one is the one that everyone's just going to be like, she's one of our great actors. She's one of the greatest actors I've ever worked with. She was, like, honestly...
Now you're gonna make me cry. Stop it. Thank you.
You have so much to celebrate. Speaking of celebration, Jessica, you just had a birthday?
I did, yes.
Tell us everything. What did you do? What was the scene? Set the stage.
Okay. Well, I actually thought nothing was happening. I thought we were gonna, my husband and I were planning something for the summer, and then he completely surprised me with an incredible party with my friends from Montana, where we were at the time. And he flew his band in and he played for me. He played, my kids made me that cake and these beautiful cards. And then he played this whole show for me, all covers like sort of the songs of our life together, all the songs that we love and have been listening to for the last, gosh, we've been together for 14 years or 15 years or something now and married for almost 10, which is crazy. It was so amazing and it was such a good surprise. And I love surprises, so he knows that about me.
I love it. He played covers of the soundtracks of your lives. And Melanie, your husband, like, is just, Jason Ritter, he's so wonderful. He's an incredible actor. He seems like the most wonderful person. I've met him a few times. And you guys seem like you love each other so much. It's ridiculous.
We do love each other so much. I can't deny it.
I'm so glad and happy that both of you are crushing it in life and in the show. You're both on fire. We have to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to keep talking. And then will you guys spill some secrets and play a game with me?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. More with Jessica and Melanie when we come right back.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Here with Jessica Biel and Melanie Lynskey, who star in the new Hulu series, Candy. It is so epic. Okay, now before you go, if you don't mind, will you play my favorite game with me? Some rapid fire questions for both of you?
Absolutely, yes.
All right, it's time for the final five. All right, Melanie, I'm starting with you, and then Jessica, you're gonna answer as well. Okay, Melanie, who was the last person you creeped on social media?
Oh my God. Honestly, probably Celeste Barber. Do you know Celeste Barber?
Oh, I love her! She's the greatest comedian. She's Australian and she's going on tour. I love her.
Oh, she's so funny.
Good one to creep. Jessica?
Cooking with Fiona, with pasta with Fiona, something that's an incredible cook that makes these insane pastas with vegetables that look like art. I've never seen anything like this in my life. It's unbelievable. And I was like, maybe I'll get my kids to eat this because it looks so insane.
Okay, I'm already going to do a list on the show website, drewbarrymoreshow.com. I'm going to put all these recommendations. Celeste Barber, pasta with Fiona. Okay, Melanie, is there a bad habit you have nobody knows about?
Oh, I guess reading the comments.
Oh.
Like if there's, yeah.
Honest,
yeah.
I like it.
That it's is a bad one.
Jessica, same with you, bad habit.
I eat and drink coffee in the shower and the tub, and my husband can't stand it.
That is interesting because I feel like that is the one place my appetite is curbed.
Not me.
No, don't.
I think I'm just trying to do so many things at once so quickly.
Oh, God.
I just love it so much, though.
Don't open up Pandora's box for me. This is the only safe zone. Okay, Melanie, top song on your phone right now on repeat.
Oh, gosh. My daughter still just only wants to listen to Gwen Stefani's version of Jingle Bells.
I love that. Why wouldn't she? Jessica, song right now that you love.
Song that I love, well, I can't stop listening to Groove Theory, Tell Me. I mean, that's what I listen to all the time in the car by myself.
Melanie, first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush was Oliver Platt.
Oh, interesting.
It's my, like, all-time, yeah.
Like,
and current celebrity crushes would be Dave Grohl and Gail Simmons from Top Chef.
Oh my God, I'm so hot for Gail Simmons too.
Oh my God.
Yes.
There's never been anyone sexier.
She has the most beautiful face, like just unique features. Okay, Jessica, first celebrity crush?
I mean, that was such an interesting answer, Mel. Mine's probably, you know, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, like old school.
JTT! Bop Magazine, 16. I love
That's
it.
Right.
Bringing me back.
Yeah.
You guys, I I love you both so much. In life, in your art, as humans, as women, as mothers, as women who are trying to do it all and keeping it super real about it, I just appreciate you endlessly. You can catch Jessica Biel and Melanie Lynskey in the finale of Candy, airing on Hulu tonight. It's one of the best shows I've seen in as long as I can remember. You guys are so good in it. Thank you so much for putting this out there in the world.
Thank you.
Love you. Love you. Love you, Mel.
Love you so much. Love you, Jess.
We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Gonna lie, this next segment is so meaningful for me. Our next guest made her acting debut in Anne with an E, and you also may know her from American Horror Story double feature, but now she is turning up the heat as Charlie McGee in the new Firestarter. And it is just a role that's so near and dear to my heart. Boy, did it change my life. I cannot wait to hear all about it from her. Take a look at the new film.
Oh, Charlie. Hey, stay with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Just breathe. 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 That's right.
I feel something.
What?
Someone's here.
No, Charlie. Charlie! Charlie! No!
Please welcome Ryan Kira Armstrong! I'm not able to keep it together. I'm so happy to meet you. I watched the film and it's so good. You're so good at it.
Oh my God.
I know. I'm so it's like so surreal. It's so good. You're so amazing in it. What have you got in your hands?
So I have this drawing for you, because how amazing you are, and here it is.
Oh my God.
So since there's so many close-ups of like eyes throughout both of the Firestarters, our two Firestarters, there's so many close-ups, so I figured I would draw one for you. And clearly we all equal awesomeness.
I mean, full-blown framer on wall forever in nearest spot that I look at every day of my life. Please sit down. Is it true that, like, you did something for school in E.T.? Am I getting this right?
So, yes. Right before I was actually ever an actor, I was, I think I was, like, 6, 7 years old. And it was dress up as your inspiration day. Like, dress up as whoever inspires you. And so I ended up dressing up as you when you're in E.T. And so now that I'm here, it's insane. And this is crazy.
It's so cool. But then I got to do Firestarter. And
yes.
It changed. One is like, love everybody. And the other is, I will blow you up.
Oh, yes.
If you mess with me and my family. It was probably the most empowering thing that ever could have happened to me. What was the experience like for you? Because it really changed my personality.
Oh, yes. I love, like, beforehand, I just cannot speak right now. So I also love the fact, like, she has superpowers, right? So she's like this character with superpowers. And like, I go to the movie theaters, I watch like superpower movies all the time. So this is like crazy, first of all. And then when I'm on set, I just like feel like this empowerment of like, back away, or this will all happen to you. And so it was honestly so cool. And like, I love seeing the effects as well, because I got to see like all the stunts. It's so cool.
There are not a lot of us young girls out there who have the superpowers.
Yes.
And I don't know why that's not a more tapped into market. I would love to see young girls kicking butt.
Honestly, yes. I agree.
I'm so glad that we're so lucky that these moments or opportunities have been reserved for these incredible fortunes that we've gotten to learn about ourselves, work hard, and bring out characters and films that, like, speak to people because they are unique.
They are definitely unique.
Look at, oh my God, I'm scared of so yet. That is just so crazy.
It is crazy.
Will you come here with me? Oh, sorry. Oh, God, stuck on skirt. I was 7 then. I'm 47 now. Can you believe that? That was 40 years ago.
That's crazy.
You're tall.
It's these shoes. Oh, my gosh. These shoes, I had to actually practice walking in these because I was just like...
Here, I'll just...
I love the socks. I really do.
Wait, yeah, this is my socks.
Oh my,
there we go. Really now cute. We're the exact same height.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. 40 years. And it is just an honor to be in this with you. Oh my goodness. Now, I was so excited to see that the iconic poster from Stephen King's novel to Back in the Day When We Made It, they're all having an empowered symmetry of likeness, which I think is so cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to recreate it with me as we go to break?
I would love
to. All right, here we go. Ready?
Let's do it. Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Right here with us. We've done this show without you guys. We know how grateful we are.
Yeah, it's much better when you're here.
Thank you
all for being here. And you know what's fun is that anything can happen in the audience at the Drew Barrymore Show. We might just single one of you out on national television.
Like Danielle Harris?
Danielle Harris. Where's Danielle? Yes. Yes, you, Danielle.
Me.
There you are.
Hi.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good.
Surprise!
Yes.
It has been a full whirlwind this hour, hasn't it been?
Yes.
Well, we would like to put that cherry right on top and cap it off so beautifully by asking you, do you have plans tonight?
No.
Well, you do now, because we're going to send you and a friend to the Sandbar rooftop in Manhattan for drinks and dinner.
Yes!
$1,000 to see wherever you want to spend it, however you see fit.
Okay.
Sandbar, dinner, drinks, yes. Friends, money.
I love that. Have fun. You know what? If you're watching out there, you should come to our show too, because maybe we'll surprise you.
We love to surprise people here. And Danielle, I am sure that you are so deserving. Are you crying? Because I've been crying this whole hour. What are you crying about?
Yeah, I'm crying.
Really? May I ask why?
Yesterday was my birthday.
Happy birthday to you, Danielle.
Yeah,
and we just want to send you on a fantastic evening, as you so well deserve it.
Thank you.
Enjoy and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, so come to our show. We'd love to surprise you too.
Yeah.
Thank you for choosing to spend your time with us. We make this show for you, so take it with you.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.